something. That about does it for me, Charlie Backfish, with you on Sunday Street, Sundays from 9 to 11:30. Debbie's coming in next with Down Home Country with a very special guest, Mary Lamont. So do stick around, and I'll turn things over to Debbie, but I'll speak to you again next Sunday.
Thanks, Charlie. I forgot the Bob Wills CD this morning because I just got back from Key West last night. So,
oh, life's tough.
Poor baby.
I know, to come back to like 70 degrees after tropical weather in the 80s and the 90s. And I'm really glad that Mary and Jim are up here today because I'd certainly hate to do this show on my own.
Right,
yeah, haven't recovered. So speaking of music, do we want to get into the first track?
Sure, absolutely. This one is a song that we actually, our
band, the Mary Lamont Band, covers. And it's Patti Loveless, one of my favorite Nashville female vocalists. This is called Timber, I'm Falling in Love.
Okay, yeah, we started there. Patti Loveless, Timber. What a great tune that
is. Yeah, it's fabulous, and our band loves doing it, too. Well, thanks so much, Deb, for having me on again. It's been a while, and, you know, I was thrilled when you asked me up, and glad to fill in and prepare a show for you when you've just flown in from Key West. How cool is that? I've never been to Key West someday.
You wouldn't want to come back. That's the whole trouble. It's like, I now have this fantasy of literally selling everything I own and going down there.
South.
And, yeah, exactly. Living in a tent on the beach or something.
Yeah. We were just talking off air about the movie Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, and, you know, talking about how cute Jeff Bridges is. And Debbie was telling me she had a beau out in Colorado, who looked very much like Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, he was actually a dead ringer for Jeff Bridges, except taller, believe it or not.
Wow.
And it's one of these relationships. I think one of the reasons I left Denver is I was afraid I was actually going to marry this guy if I stuck out there too long. And
looked so good, you had to leave town.
Yeah, basically.
That's great. Well, this song is off the Crazy Heart soundtrack. It was written by T-Bone Burnett and the late, great Stephen Bruton, who unfortunately passed away last year. T-Bone Burnett was the music coordinator, as I understand it, for the movie. And when this came on in the movie, I started laughing. I just love the lyrics. I used to be somebody, but now I'm somebody else. This is called Somebody Else, sung by Jeff Bridges from the Crazy Heart soundtrack.
What was thought to be the right way turned out the wrong way.
a little bit of raucousness this morning.
We're talking about how cute Jeff Bridges is. And how there are a couple of movies that either one of us have not seen, so we're trading Jeff Bridges' suggestions for movies, and I highly suggest Starman, which Debbie has not seen, so Debbie, you got to go out and get Starman. You'll fall in love all over again.
Oh.
So anyway, this next tune I actually sang last night. There is a new music association here on Long Island called NURMA. It stands for the New York Roots Music Association. It was formed by Steve Prisco and the Blaggards, the Hornets, Russ Seeger, and Mike Bofolco. And each month, I think it's the third Saturday of each month, they have an event, and each event has a theme. Their first one was last month, and it was all music from the Kinks' Muswell Hillbillies. This month, last night, was all Hank Williams songs. And so each month they're going to do something else. And next month it's going to be June 19th, Saturday. It's a cartoons show. So anything to do with cars. So it's kind of pretty much wide open. It's going to be at Hennessy's, which is where it was last night, at 1730 East Jericho Turnpike in Huntington. Great place, great crowd, great group of musicians. And we were in the set last night that was run by the Blaggards, and I don't know if you've ever seen the Blaggards before. They're fantastic, and they were on a roll last night. They were so much fun. So I picked this Hank Williams song to do last night, which is on that timeless Hank Williams tribute, and it's actually sung by Bob Dylan. And of course, we want to also mention, as Charlie did in his show, that at the University Cafe this coming Saturday night, they're going to have their annual Dylan show. We hope you got tickets for that, because it's been sold out for quite a while. But this is a song I did last night at the NURMA show, and it's called I Can't Get You Off of My Mind.
Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. When I try, I'm just wasting my time. Lord, I tried and I tried all night long, I cried, but I can't get you off of my mind. Didn't think you would leave me behind, but I guess you're the two-time and kind. Do you think that it's smart to jump from heart to heart when I can't get you off? Try. you off of my mind.
Yeah, Bob Dylan, I Can't Get You Off of My Mind.
Oh, yeah, that's an old Hank Williams song. Yeah, so you're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM out of Stony Brook, New York, and I'm here with Down Home Country's Deb DeWaltoff. My name is Mary Lamont, and I'm thrilled to be back here. And my husband, Jim Marchese, is sitting here silent, which is extremely unusual for Jim.
Well, he's silent when we're on the mic. He's not silent otherwise. Plus, he's taking pictures here, too. Yeah, Jim's a photographer.
Yeah, multi-talented, multi-creative. Multi-husband. But Deb, I don't know if you knew that Jim and I have been married this year for 25 years.
Oh. No, it's been a while. It's like, yay. Somebody made it.
Right. It's extremely unusual. He's still trying to get the ring off, but he can't, so he's stuck with me. I think it's working out okay so far.
And so anyway, you guys are saying you're taking your son on a graduation trip. Their son's graduating college.
Yeah, our son Eric is graduating college out in Washington State next month. And so we're going to go out there and see him put on the cap and gown, which is very sort of a little too establishment for Eric. But anyway, speaking of Eric, this next tune is a song that Eric suggested that our band, the Mary Lamont Band, do. And it's a song that's done by a band down in Nashville called Old Crow Medicine Show. And I think actually this was co-written by Bob Dylan and was featured in Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid movie many years ago. I think in a fairly limited format, but this band, Old Crow Medicine Show, did a wonderful version of this, and it's on their CD called OCMS. here's Old Crow Medicine Show doing Wagon Wheel.
South to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wop and lay. But I ain't a turn it back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me.
Walking due south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rack me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rack me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rack me. Rack me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rack me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rack me.
Yeah, almost missing the end of the song because we're talking about...
And so Spiders in Billings, Montana, that's what we're talking about. We go off into so many different directions here. What do we got next? Let's see. The Wrights. Now, this is a husband and wife team down in Nashville, and Jim and I first saw them. They opened for Jerry Douglas at B.B. King's quite a few months ago, and they have a self-titled CD. I just love these people. Actually, the husband is the nephew of Alan Jackson, who, and any of you country fans out there, you probably know who Alan Jackson is. But the harmonies that this couple has are just outstanding. The songs are great. I love all their songs. And then I found out that a lot of their songs are written by Paul Kennerly,
really?
Who is a favorite songwriter of mine, ex-husband of Emmylou Harris, British guy who's stationed down in Nashville for many years. And they have befriended Paul Kennerly, the Wrights. And but this song that I've picked, that actually our band, the Mary Lamont Band, covers, is a song that they wrote together, and it's called "Do You Still."
Did she wear that little ring? Or is it heavy on your finger? Is it like a ball and chain? The first time that you saw it, it gave you such a thrill. You said, I do. Well, do you still?
Do you still need my shoulder? Bad dream, a bitter little pill. You said I do.
that was a good tune. I'll tell you, I'm being turned on to a lot of good stuff here today.
Yeah, Deb, you'd really like this stuff. They got a fabulous record. I mean, real country music, in my opinion, and great harmonies, and they're wonderful. That was The Rights, called Do You Still, from their self-titled album, and go out and buy it, The Rights.
Speaking of self-titled, what do we have next?
Next is a song off one of our CDs. This song I picked because just recently, Local 802, which is the musicians union here in New York, has asked musicians to submit tracks for a CD, a compilation CD that they do every year for the Local 802 Musicians Relief Fund. And basically, it's for musicians who have a lot of medical bills, can't pay them, and, you know, it's a really good cause. There's a lot of support from a lot of really well-known artists in the business, Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Barry Manilow, Elton John. It just goes on and on and on. And ironically, shock of all shocks, this next track was chosen for that compilation CD. I nearly fell over when I got the email. You know, I just wanted to list the musicians who are on this particular track. It was off our debut CD called You Don't Have to Knock. This is called Just Come On In. The musicians were my husband, Jim Marchese, on guitars. Skip Crevins, who actually subbed with us last night. Skip sits in with us every once in a while on pedal steel. Drums, Andy Witt, and bass, John Pandolfo, who we, you know, we use his studio for recording our CDs. So, but I want to mention our recent our current lineup. Of course, my husband Jim Marchese on guitar and harmonica. If Jim weren't there, I wouldn't have the band. It just wouldn't be the same. Jeff Lampert on pedal steel, Cosmo Lucricchio on bass, and our newest member, Greg Donka, on drums. So a big hi out to my band members out there. I love y'all. And so this next tune is called Just Come On In. Mary Lamont. That's me.
Call. I'm just in love with you, that's all. I've waited long enough to know that you could be my soul and soul. You don't have to knock,
you don't have to knock.
Just come on in. I'm more in love than I've ever been. So when you come, just come on in. Betty runs the five and dime. Bill asks her out from time to time. He'd stand outside the store till he caught her killer smile. She said, you don't have to knock,
you don't have to knock.
Just come on in. She's more in love
than
she's ever been. She knows you're the one,
she knows you're the one
she's counting. You don't have to knock, just come on in. Thank you. love that goes beyond the stars above. Through all the years that love has run, they know just how it had begun. They said you don't have to knock, just come on in. I've waited long enough to know that you could be my so-and-so. You don't have to knock,
you don't have to knock.
Just come on in. I'm more in love than I've ever been. So when you come around again, you don't have to knock, just come on in. Come on in. Just come on in.
Yeehaw. So, Mary, now that everybody's sort of psyched there, where are you guys playing next?
Okay, next is Friday, May 21st. This coming Friday, we'll be at Gibson Street Restaurant. That's at 9 South Park Avenue in Bayshore. We'll be there at 9 p.m. And that's going to be with a quartet, but you never know who's going to show up to jump in with us. So it's kind of a mystery to us right now, too. But we hope you come down there. The food is fabulous. Just wanted to mention, too, this is another radio station, but Saturday, June 5th, Song Trails Radio Hour on WPKN. Carolyn Doctorow and Mick Hargraves have a show that's the first Saturday of every month, and I am so thrilled that Carolyn and Mick are going to feature us as the local artists. They feature a local artist each month, so I'm absolutely thrilled with that. In fact, I saw Caroline and Mick last night. They were at the NIRMA event for the Hank tribute. So that'll be on Saturday, June 5th at 7 o'clock on WPKN, and Sunday, June 6th, we're at the annual Nassau County Strawberry Festival in Belmore. This will be our 13th year performing there, so we're real thrilled about that. And folks out there, if you like strawberries, this is the place to be. And there is a strawberry drink that they make up that's so fantastic. And everybody thinks when I'm talking about this that there's a lot of booze in it, but it's not. It's non-alcoholic. It's just so delicious. And I'll tell you, I would play there just to get those strawberry drinks.
Yeah, you think putting some vodka in it would hurt?
Maybe I shouldn't be saying that over the air. But and then we're at June 13th. We're at Forest Hills Festival of Arts. That's a street fair. We've never been there before, but that'll be at 4 o'clock. June 26th, we're at the Common Ground in Sayville on Gillette Avenue. That's a 7 p.m. show. That's a Saturday night. We're going to be back at Venetian Shores at the Beach Hut. Now, we played that with a full band last year, but, you know, maybe a little bit of budget cuts there. They're having Jim and me in as a duo, which we're actually going to make a trio. And again, you never know who's going to show up and sit in on those. So,
yeah, last year it was so much fun. The Bad Influence and I wandered down there when you guys were playing. And I'll tell you, we didn't drink. Well, no, we drank, but we didn't dance.
We had a lot of dancers down there. That was a lot of fun. I love it down there.
It was like really entertaining.
It's beautiful. And it's, you know, we start at 5:30, so you watch the sunset. It's just, it's gorgeous
down
there.
It's sort of like Key West. It's the closest thing Long Island's going to have to
and
Key West.
And the food's good and not expensive either. So, and of course, we'll have our annual residency at the Jones Beach Boardwalk Band Show. We've got a July date, an August date. The September date is actually Labor Day. So we'll be looking forward to that. And always updates at our website, marylamont.com.
So, yeah, you can look at Mary's website and find out more and write some of those dates down. And you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 on the air. This is Down Home Country. I'm Debbie, and just real, real fast, get on the soapbox here just because it's that time of year. It's puppy and kitten season. And if you happen to have an unspayed or unneutered dog or cat, what are you waiting for? Please, please, please get your pet spayed or neutered. There are some low-cost options here on Long Island. Veterinary clinic called Island Rescue. You can look them up in the phone book and get your pet spayed or neutered. And if you're thinking of bringing a new pet into your life, instead of going to a pet store and buying a puppy or a kitten, and the truth of the matter is almost all those poor animals are basically the product of puppy mill breeding operations. And by purchasing a pet there, you're basically contributing to the misery. But go down to one of your local either non-kill shelters, like the Little Shelter or Save a Pet. There's so many of them. The one out in Calverton, spacing on the name right now. Kent Animal Shelter. They're all over the place. Or you can even go to the municipal pounds where most of those animals are on death row. You know, go down there and save a life. So that's it. I'm off the soapbox. Let's get back to some.
Well, I like that
music.
You get on the soapbox, Debbie, because this is really important. And Jim and I actually have a fairly new pet who was an abandoned kitty.
Oh,
and he has become such a member of the family so quickly. So I really encourage you guys out there to adopt from one of the shelters, because you will get a friend for life. They are just so special. Great.
Yeah, so anyway, up next we have, this is an old, old song, I guess a newer version of it, but the song is from the year of the flood.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I heard this, it was done by Buddy Miller, who's one of my favorites. It's called Does My Ring Burn Your Finger? But Leanne Womack, who is another one of my favorites down in Nashville, I just love her voice. She did a version of it, and actually you can hear Buddy Miller singing harmony with her on this track. This is off of Leanne Womack's Greatest Hits, and here we go. Does My Ring Burn Your Finger?
What you wanted. Now the walls say your name and the pictures are haunted. Does my ring burn your finger? Did my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep? Crap. It's just me and the night, and I'm so broken hearted. I just wait in the dark here for my dearly departed. Did my ring burn your finger?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to admit I was a little confused here. So
there's a song, apparently, Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger?
Which was the one I was thinking of,
okay.
Which Charlie Pride did way, way back then.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, because Mary was saying she thought Buddy Miller wrote this song in the 60s, and that's the confusion. This is Does My Ring Burn Your Finger, and the old one, Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger?
Yeah, so we just quickly went to the web and checked it out, and check out Charlie Pride. Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger? Okay, I'm going to listen to that later today. Okay, so let's see. WUSB 90.1 FM, Stony Brook, New York. This is Down Home Country with Deb DeWaltoff. And
Mary
I'm here
Lamont.
Today. Thank you. I'm here today, shooting the breeze with Deb. And this next song, our band covers. This is a song that John Fogerty does. It's off his CD Blue Moon Swamp, and he won actually I think best rock album with this CD, but this sounded country to me. The version that we do actually in the middle, we do some solos and the guys go into the riffs of Sunshine of Your Love and just for a second, and then they go into Smoke on the Water and then go back to the country's, section of this song. This is called Southern Streamline.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how well John Fogerty has aged. He still looks good, right, Deb?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, you know, some of these rock and roll people, I mean, are such wrecks. And then you look at other people like John Fogerty, and it's like, does he have a painting in the attic or what?
Yeah, I guess so. And we just brought up Keith Richards on the other end. But I still look at Keith Richards, and he still looks cute to me with the white crazy hair and the bandana and all the jewelry and all the wrinkles. He's still appealing to me. So.
Yeah, no, we were talking
still
about
the rock and
Kenny
roller.
Rogers, who's like downright frightening looking.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
But anyway, what are we doing next here? Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, speaking of rock and rollers and country, got together, I guess a year or two ago and did a CD together called Raising Sand. And I'm wondering if they're working on another one. There was talk of that, but what a great combination. And our band actually does this song too. This is a song that was written by Roly Sally, who is in Chris Isaak's band. Mm. He's a fantastic songwriter, and this is a song that Maura Kennedy and I were talking about when Maura and Pete were at the University Cafe for one of their many visits there. And actually, they'll be here this coming Saturday,
yeah,
won't
the
they,
Dylan
for the Dylan
thing.
Tribute. But she says, isn't that a great song? And we certainly agreed. Deb, this is track 9 off the CD here. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss doing Killing the Blues.
Just like embers, in colors red and gold, they set us on fire.
what a nice tune that is.
Wow. I'm looking at Deb here, and she looks so Florida. She's got her sandals on and her colorful Florida shirt and just flew in from Key West.
Wish I would have stayed there.
Well, I'm glad you came back because this was real fun today again, Deb. I'm Mary Lamont, and Deb was so nice to invite me up to Down Home Country today. I appreciate that. On WUSB 90.1 out of Stony Brook. And I guess we'll close the show with, this is track 11, Deb, John Prine. I love John Prine.
Me too.
This is a song that that he wrote with, and I don't even have the name in front of me, but I think the guy wrote also Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Graham Nash?
No.
No? Somebody
it's
else
another
from
guy. Geez, I'm so sorry.
Was he in the Hollies or was he not?
No,
just a songwriter.
Just a songwriter, I think. I could be wrong on that too. But anyway, this is a song that they wrote, and it's just a real good feeling song. Thanks so much, Deb, for having me on. Guys, if you want to check out where I'm playing this, we'll be at Gibson Street Restaurant on Friday, but it's all at marylamont.com. Thanks again to Deb DeWaltoff from Down Home Country. And this is John Prine, The Glory of True Love.
Yes, and I just want to say thank you so much, Mary and Jim, for coming up.
It was
my pleasure having you up here. And
on air and off air.
Yes, yes, we've had a good time. And this will be it for Down Home Country. After this show, stay tuned because Valerie will be up next bringing you a great couple of hours of classical music. And I should be back in 2 weeks, God willing, as they say. And until then, happy trails.
Oh, the glory of true love is a wild and precious thing. It don't grow on old magnolias or only blossom in the spring. No, the glory of true love is it will last your whole life through. Never will go out of fashion, always will look good on you. You can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above, but old faithful just a fountain compared to the glory of true love.